Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. This letter is in response to a letter from Bill Molesworth entitled, To Promote Greener Projects, Town Needs to Revisit Midland Bay Landing's 10-Year-Old Plan. Dear Editor, in regards to the recent letter and comments from Bill Molesworth, I couldn't agree more. The Midland Bay Landing Project needs considerable changes in order to meet today's greener mentality. Current plans for 25% devoted to public space is not necessarily green space. If you look closely at the current map, plans, the majority of the public space is surrounded by buildings with minimal access to the waterfront. That's unacceptable. Who will want to visit Midland's waterfront to sit and look at condos? The recent construction at the east end is a concrete path with room for 15 people to sit and enjoy the view. One picnic table and a few benches on the cement. That's unacceptable. Has any of the MLB board been down to Little Lake Park during a summer weekend? Every picnic table and bench are full. Midland needs more green park space with direct access to waterfront and picnic areas that are not in the shadow of condos. Build your condos and retail space away from our waterfront, please. This October 2022 there will be a municipal election and I'm hopeful that the MBL development will be a major issue for Midland residents and hope council is listening. Larry Barrett.